안녕하십니까? 2017학년도 11월 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2017학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alex, I heard you and Sally had an argument yesterday.
It's true. I've tried to apologize, but she's still angry at me.
That's too bad. Why don't you write a letter to her?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, are you going grocery shopping now?
Yeah, I'm about to go to the market. Do you need something?
I'd like to make sandwiches for lunch, but we're out of bread.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Attention, please. This is the chief manager of the apartment maintenance office. Recently, there have been strange noises coming from the elevators in our apartment buildings. Also, many residents have been complaining that some of the buttons in the elevators don't work properly sometimes. To find out the cause of these problems, experts will conduct inspections of the elevators. The inspections will take place from Wednesday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. During the inspections, the elevators will be shut down, so residents cannot use the elevators. We apologize for any inconvenience. Thank you for your cooperation.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Lily.
Hi, Sean. Are you exercising?
Yeah, I'm just doing some stretching.
Oh, it's good for making your muscles flexible, right?
Not only for that. Stretching can improve energy levels by making our mind and body more alert.
I can imagine. I think stretching can relieve stress as well.
You're right. It also increases blood flow to the muscles, so you can feel less tired.
I see. I haven't thought about that benefit.
As you see, stretching is very good for your health in many ways.
I think I should do some stretching right away.
Of course. Let's do it together.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm here to pick up my clothes.
Okay. Can I have your name and phone number?
Peter Clark, 567-1234.
You left two shirts and two pairs of pants, right?
That's right. And I paid for them when I dropped them off.
You're right. I'll go get your clothes. Here you are.
Thanks. Wait. The stain on my pants wasn't removed.
Let me see. Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. I'll remove the stain.
Okay. Can you do that by tomorrow? I have to wear the pants this weekend.
Of course I can. This time, I'll make sure the pants get cleaned completely.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Claire, thanks for inviting me to your housewarming party. Your living room is so cozy.
You think so? It took a long time to decorate. Those two cushions on the sofa, I made them myself.
They look comfortable. You're very talented.
Thanks. How about the clock on the wall? I bought it yesterday.
Oh, I like it. Look at the plant at the corner. Is it the one I gave you?
Right. It's growing well.
Good. Wow, you have my favorite magazine on the table.
Yeah, I like reading it while I'm on the rug.
You mean this round-shaped rug on the floor?
Yes, it's very soft. Why don't we sit on the sofa until the rest of my friends arrive?
Sure.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Daniel, you look happy. What's going on?
I just got some happy news from my sister.
What did she say?
She gave birth to a daughter. I'm so glad I have a niece.
Congratulations! You are an uncle now.
Thanks. I already bought some baby clothes. I'm going to go to the hospital to see them today.
You should. Did you buy something for your sister, too?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. She likes flowers, but I'm afraid I don't have time to go to the flower shop.
Why not?
I have to make an important document for tomorrow's meeting. What should I do?
Don't worry. I'm free after work. I'll go buy some flowers for you.
That would be great. Thanks.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 캐티의 생일 파티에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Grace, do you have some time?
Sure, what's up?
I have to go to a mall to buy Kathy's birthday present. and I need your advice.
Okay, I can help you choose a present.
Thanks. Her birthday party is at 6 p.m. on Saturday, you know. Can you come?
I'm afraid I can't.
Why not? Because of your part-time job?
No, I have to go to the airport.
Are you going on a trip?
Actually, my younger brother's coming back from his holiday trip on Saturday, and he's got lots of luggage, so I need to pick him up.
Oh, I see. You must be excited to see him again.
Welcome to Joy Aquarium. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to buy tickets for the aquarium. How much are they?
A ticket is $40 per person.
Then I'll buy two tickets.
Okay. Do you need anything else?
Can we join the guided tour program now?
Let me check. Yes, you can join the program. It's $10 for each person.
Then the two of us will join the program.
Good. So, two admission tickets and two people for the guided tour program, right?
Yes, and I printed out a discount coupon from your website.
Oh, then you can get 10% discount off the total price.
Wonderful. Here's my credit card.
What are you looking at, honey?
It's a brochure for the Watson's Book Club. They're looking for 7 new members.
Sounds interesting. We like reading and sharing thoughts about books.
Right. Let's take a look at this together.
It says the club meetings take place at Hillside Library.
Perfect. That's near our house. There's no reason not to join it.
We should fill out the application form and hand it in to the librarian, right?
Yes. When is the application period? I can't find it on the brochure.
It's written here at the bottom.
Oh, it's from December 2nd to the 9th.
Let's keep the dates in mind. It'll be great if we join the club.
Hello, listeners. Do you like camping out in beautiful nature? Then Oakley Campsite is the perfect place for you. We opened in 2005, and we are now one of the most popular campsites around the country. We're located near the Oakley River, so you can enjoy the beautiful scenery while walking or biking along the riverside. Fishing is also available here from June until the site closes for the season. We provide a variety of facilities, such as shower booths and washing machines. We also have microwaves and refrigerators. You can make a reservation starting on the first Monday of every month through our website, www.oakleycamping.com. Don't miss this fantastic chance you can have here with us.
Number 12. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고
두 사람이 선택할 수업을 고르시오.
Julie, come here and take a look at this.
Oh, it's a timetable of Sunny Hill Community Center's music classes.
Right. Why don't we take a music class together?
Sounds nice. What kind of class do you want to take?
Actually, I already took the singing class last year. How about choosing another class?
Sure. For me, I'm not available on Thursdays because of my volunteer work. So except for Thursday classes, I'm free.
Okay. And we cannot take a class before 3 p.m. since we finish school at 3.
You're right. Then there are two classes left.
Which one do you prefer?
I'm on a budget. What about the less expensive class?
No problem. Let's choose this class.
Tim,
do you have any plans for the winter break?
Not yet. What about you?
I registered for a ski camp.
That's cool. Are you good at skiing?
Not really. Actually, it'll be my first time skiing.
Good for you. Do you have all the stuff you need for skiing?
No, so I'll go shopping for a ski suit this weekend.
Great. Are you going to buy some safety gear, too?
What kind of safety gear do you mean?
Things like goggles, a helmet, knee pads, and elbow pads. They'll keep you safe.
That many things? If I put on all the safety gear, I might feel uncomfortable.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm sorry I'm late, Ms. Cooper.
Steve, you're an hour late. Why didn't you answer your phone?
My cell phone battery was dead, so I couldn't use my phone.
As you weren't here, we started rehearsing the play without you.
I'm really sorry. But something happened on my way here to the auditorium.
What happened? Did you miss the bus?
No, I didn't. But I came across Jimmy near the library.
Jimmy? You mean the boy who broke his leg last week?
Yeah. He was struggling to cross the road with his bags on his shoulders.
And you helped him?
Yes. I carried his bags and helped him get to his dormitory.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제니가 케빈에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jenny and Kevin are high school classmates. Jenny is the president of the student council. She's busy preparing for the school festival, which is going to be held next month. She wants to invite many people to the festival. She thinks using posters is an effective way to promote the festival. But she's not good at drawing. Kevin is a member of the drawing club. He wants to participate in the festival in some way. When Jenny hears that, she wants to ask Kevin to draw posters for the school festival. In this situation, what would Jenny most likely say to Kevin?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. Today in our science class, we'll talk about animals at risk of extinction due to human behaviors. First, our elephants. They're disappearing because they're targeted for their ivory tusks. Next are orangutans. They're losing their habitats, which are being cleared for palm oil plantations. Bumblebees are another endangered species. Pesticide use, as well as habitat loss, is thought to be causing the decline of their population. Last but not least are seagulls. They're found to have plastic in their stomachs because nearly 9 million tons of plastic ends up in the ocean each year. Now, let's search the internet for information on other animals at risk of extinction.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Today in our science class, we'll talk about animals at risk of extinction due to human behaviors. First, our elephants. They're disappearing because they're targeted for their ivory tusks. Next are orangutans. They're losing their habitats, which are being cleared for palm oil plantations. Bumblebees are another endangered species. Pesticide use, as well as habitat loss, is thought to be causing the decline of their population. Last but not least are seagulls. They're found to have plastic in their stomachs because nearly 9 million tons of plastic ends up in the ocean each year. Now, let's search the internet for information on other animals at risk of extinction.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. (18번부터는) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.